Hello, we are reading, we're in a special lesson on the topic of love covers all transgressions or all crimes. We'll read selected excerpts. We continue from excerpt number 32. You can find the material on kab.tv or Sriva Tava, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yeah, of course, we'll continue.
So, 32, letter 40 from Rabash. And in the matter of love, it is through buy yourself a friend. In other words, through actions, one buys one's friend's heart. And even if he sees that his friend's heart is like a stone, it is no excuse. If he feels that he is suitable for being his friend in the work, then he must buy him through deeds. Since each gift that he gives to his friend is like a bullet that makes a hollow in the stone. And although the first bullet only scratches the stone, when the second bullet hits the same place, it already makes a notch. And the third one makes a hole. And through the bullets that he shoots repeatedly, the hole becomes a hollow in the friend's heart of stone, where all the presents gather. And each gift becomes a spark of love until all the sparks of love accumulate in the hollow of the stony heart and become a flame. Since the difference between a spark and a flame is that where there is love, there is open disclosure, meaning a disclosure to all the peoples that the fire of love is burning in him. And the fire of love burns all the transgressions one meets along the way.
For now, there's nothing to explain. Developing love as much as possible, meaning connecting, mutual entry, mutual help, connection, getting closer, mutually approaching one another. By this, we will come to a state where love covers all the crimes. We shouldn't wait for the crimes to disappear. We have to get used to their staying. It's our nature. And during life, we become smarter, wiser, learning that we can't change nature, that man is evil, and we're all like that. There's nothing you can do. And as we agree in the family with each other's qualities, men, women, children, so we should also understand that the Creator created the group and connected us in the group so that we would not tolerate each other, but so we would understand and cover all the flaws that each of us has with love. That's the way it is. Buy yourself a friend is done by relating to the friend with love, despite everything that is in him, because everything that is in him comes from the Creator, and you want to cover it with love, meaning you learn about the friend how to relate to the Creator. It's just exercises of the Creator with you. Where you see the friends relating to you this way or that way or this way, cover it with love, and that way you'll get closer to the Creator. This is why we go from love of man to the love of God. Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rav.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, dear Rav. Can we understand the Arvut? A collection of spiritual actions as connection, love, and prayer?
You could put it this way. But afterwards, we understand that all of these efforts that you said we do on our part, they come from above. A special force comes from above, from the Creator. It covers all of us together, and this is called the Avut. There are efforts that we make, and there is nonetheless what comes as a response from above.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Hello, Rob.
Shalom, Rob.
What is the action, or the one action that we can do that is an ultimate sign of love and in fulfilling the arvut between us? Thank you.
When I don't want to see in my friends any flaws, that's first of all. Although I do see them, but I don't want to see them.
Florida.
Florida.
Lo shomim.
Carl, we can't hear you. Open your mic.
Florida.
Florida. No sound.
No. Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
גם עם מוסקו אין לנו קשר.
We have no contact with Moscow either. So with whom do we have contact? PT 10.
You hear us now?
Yeah.
Подарок товарищу, который делает
ответ. What does it mean, a gift to the friend that makes a hole in his heart?
Love. You have to, as King Solomon writes, that as well as King David in Psalms, he writes somewhere, he writes that love is like an arrow that really enters the friend's heart. Arrows of love.
PT 10.
PT 10.
עכשיו שמעתי שאמרת שאתה מתייחס לחבר באהבה למרות כל מה שאתה רואה בו.
I heard you said that you treat the friend with love in spite of everything you say you see in him, and those are exercises the Creator does.
Well, love will cover all crimes. How else? Without crimes you'll have no love.
וכמה שאני מתייחס אליו יותר ויותר,
and the more lovingly I relate to him, the more crimes I will reveal.
And the exercise, what is it?
The exercise is that I have to come to a state where I love him 100% and I discover all the crimes in him 100%. As if love, you have love and hatred, and love covers the hatred. How does it cover? With what? What is the advantage of love over hatred? It is because it's the quality of the Creator, and the hatred comes from Him in a way that He created it, existence from absence. Only because of this. But in me, there is no difference between love and hate. I want not to seemingly belong, not to decide for myself which is and which isn't, and only the Creator scrutinizes
and
decides.
And the exercise is just to get used to this state?
No, the exercise, we can't get used to it. We have to constantly sustain it by force. I have to sustain by force my relation to the friend, my loving relation to the friends, despite my rejection, repulsion, hatred, etc., criticism and so on. And I don't erase it. I don't erase it. Because normally, in the beginning, when we start hearing it and wanting to do it, I become amazed at how I don't like him, I don't like this, I don't like that, this guy I can't stand. I have to get used to it afterwards. It's good that I am relating to this to them this way, impatiently. I can't, and I don't see anything good about them, etc. It doesn't bother me. On the contrary, it helps me. It gives me something over which to that I can cover with love.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Querido Rab.
Rab Yakar. Dear Rab. The question is, are the gifts that I need to buy the friend have to be with the intention of taking him into spirituality, or it doesn't matter? Maybe it should feed his corporeal desires.
No. I want to raise him towards the Creator. That is the good place. I'm only longing for that. Cub, you won.
In this article, it says the bullets he shoots repeatedly. In the first article we read, it said each one should pray for his friend. Does that mean that I should pray for each friend individually or pray for the group as a combined friend?
Also this and also that. Both. Because if you only pray for the whole group, you won't feel that you're praying for the friends. It's like you lose their personality. So you also need individually towards each and every one to try and see how each one of them is standing in your heart, and that you want to see him in a nice, connected, corrected way, that you're hugging each one.
PT6 reveals the crimes, and the Creator is also the one who covers it all with love. So what am I doing here? What's my action?
You need to scrutinize that it came from the Creator, all the crimes. And afterwards you give gratitude for all those crimes that came, and the Creator isn't revealing them for no reason, but giving you a place to work. Then you try to reach love towards all the friends, because they are putting together a place to reveal the Creator, to give him contentment, and you see that you can't. Then you ask the Creator that just as he revealed those crimes, he should reveal the love. Because with the aviyut, which are the crimes, and with the tzimtzum, masach o chozeh, which is love, you can reveal a place to reveal the Creator.
So there is no place for me to cover with love. It's only a scrutiny by the Creator.
Of course you're not covering. You?
What's my action? Scrutinizing or covering or desire?
The scrutiny, and even the scrutiny is in you. The light from the Creator will come and scrutinize.
Okay, so the Creator scrutinizes everything. So what's my action?
You are inviting all these actions.
What do you mean inviting?
You want it to happen.
A desire, an aspiration for it to happen?
Yes, yes. No more than that. And even that, we can. We ask for him to scrutinize for us all these things. And when he does, and according to that, we start yearning and asking and so on. Of course, that everything, the scrutiny and correction comes from above.
And besides that, I have no actions except for this desire for him to scrutinize and do it all.
Right. And even that isn't. That's also not in you.
I didn't understand. So what is in me? That's my question. What's my action?
To be sensitive, what does the Creator want from you? then you develop all fear, that I don't want to miss out on it, that I'm scared to miss out on what the Creator is doing to me. All kinds of actions, He's performing them, but I don't feel them, I'm numb towards them, I'm indifferent. Of course, I can't see them, I don't feel them, and I have to feel them more, I have to respond to them. That's called to raise your sensitivity to what the Creator is doing. And except for the sensitivity, we don't need anything, because the rest, all the other actions, are there. They take place in the general vessel.
How, from day to day, when you become less sensitive, can you develop more sensitivity? That it's all by the Creator.
Specifically with that He passes it through your ego, you want to be more sensitive to His light. And the gap between the will to receive and the light is when you start seeing an awakening.
One more question. What does it mean to send arrows of love to the friend?
That you want them to feel in the heart as much as you want to love him, as much as you want to get into him. Stop being ashamed. Stop concealing yourself. And specifically do that.
I'm asking to develop sensitivity so that I, the coarse and crude person, will be sensitive to the actions of the Creator, or I'm asking for the friends? Where's the focus, in me or in the friends?
I maybe didn't understand it, but I think the focus should be in you. That's the way you should answer it. It's a complex question in my eyes.
Okay, I have one more question accumulated from your words. If the crime, with this all covering all the crimes, and the crime is there 100% and love is there 100%, there is no cover here.
There is. Because they both come from the Creator, this and that. And this comes from the Creator, and that comes from His created being. That's why the covering is above the crime. The Creator created the evil inclination so we can cover it with the good inclination. Because one without the other cannot exist in us.
Thank you.
I don't know what to do. There's questions and questions. Well, who should I take?
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
Can you hear me now?
My hope.
I really hope. It's the internet.
What's the word eat behind you?
It's to eat. It's above my kitchen. It tells me to eat. It's above my oven.
That's your business?
Oh.
That's your home. So instead of eat, write love over there.
Okay, I will do.
That's it.
So my question is, because if there is anger and impatience, does it testify that there's love?
It doesn't testify love. Maybe it awakens you with love when you're connected to the friends.
Got it. So the more I hate you is the more I love you?
That depends on you.
But that's my potential?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Rav, can I also ask a question?
Yeah.
You told Dudi that we should be grateful and fearful. How do we connect the two? And why are they critical to prepare their prayer?
We need to relate to hate and love gently. We want them to exist, this and that, because we can't have one without the other. And in the balance between them, when we're in like a swing, a seesaw, love, hate, constantly, we will increase and increase and increase them both. That's how we need to try and find the balance between them.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
If I may say, Rav, out of all this mixture of emotions, ups and downs, if we can create faith between each other and from there to reach common prayer,
that will exactly be avut. Just the word trust, so avut. Avut is the mutual connection between us, that we hold each other, and nobody can be responsible for himself, but towards the others, he gives all his powers. Yes? That you check very well, how can we be organized? We see that nature has prepared in a precise way this ability to be in balance. That there is nothing else.
So when we reach a state that there's no other choice, and above all the gaps and gangers, we reach a point where we touch and we have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And specifically all these anger and demands towards one another and towards the Creator, all of this just raises our level where we can reach balance and a hug.
Thank you.
Florida.
Yes, can you hear me now, Rav?
Can Rav come out yourself?
Can.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, good, very good. In the end of this article, it says the difference between a spark and a flame is that where there is love, there is open disclosure, meaning a disclosure to all the peoples that the fire of love is burning in him. What is this open disclosure? Is it just professing that I'm full of love and I'm full of fire and I love you? What is this open disclosure?
All of our revelations on the outside, they go through the Creator. Through the Creator. Well, it's like in the connection between us. It has to go through some kind of a place that performs this connection. So, that's it. The Creator is the one connecting. He's the one organizing. He is performing all these corrections. This is how he works. In the end, we attain the Creator that dwells between us.
How does this affect the 10? When a friend is in open disclosure, how does it affect the rest of the 10?
I can't say. What do you mean? What does it mean to reveal on the outward that is one friend? It's, if it's not a 10, we can't speak about it. Just like that. Okay. I don't know who I didn't ask yet. Well, let's say Latin too. Big group.
Pregunta. ¿Qué pasa si no puedo sobrellevar el estado?
Question. What happens if I can't stand the state of hatred towards my friend? I've been praying for a lot of time and I still can't cover it all with love.
Do the friends know about this?
No.
Well, answer. Do your friends know about your hatred towards a friend? You need to tell them. And then you will be able to overcome it more. Because you will constantly think what they think about you, and anyway, you'll be able to balance your attitude. And afterwards, you maybe speak between you, not now. You should check when. speak between you out in the open, as much as there are things that you or maybe other friends can overcome the negative attitude towards one another. And when it's revealed, it'll be, you'll have more of an opportunity to overcome it. So what if I feel this? So what? Help me, and I will help you, because man will help his friend, that the Creator has awakened envy, hatred, rejection, distance between us. Let's help each other as much as we can to come close.
So,
that's it.
Bulgaria 1.
Дорогой Раф, какие чувства никогда не надо
раскрывать?
А какие чувства надо?
What emotions shouldn't I ever disclose, and what emotions should I share and disclose to the friends?
I think that there is no such thing that people that are in a group cannot tell each other. Under the condition that from sharing this, they will overcome the hatred towards love. That for this reason we are revealing these bad things, in order for us together, man will help his friend, will rise above it from hatred to love.
Спасибо.
Moshe, what do we have next? Let's keep going.
We're in excerpt number 33 out of Shem Yishmuel. Creating unity in the collective is only through pulverizing. When each one pulverizes himself and removes from himself the shell of crassness, through the battering and pulverizing, the light of the soul shines. And there is really all of Israel. All is one.
Again.
Creating unity in the collective is only through pulverizing. When each one pulverizes himself and removes from himself the shell of crassness, through the battering and pulverizing, the light of the soul shines. And there is really all of Israel. All is one.
Okay, so Moscow 4.
Товарищ еще спрашивает, а как можно полюбить кого-то, если...
A friend is asking, how is it possible to love someone if to begin with one doesn't want it? On the contrary, is pushed away from it.
We used to be all connected together in the soul of Adam Rishon. In unconditional love. 100% love. Afterwards, the Creator created a crisis, a shattering, a division, hatred. But inside that, we have a Reshimo from that same state that used to be back then. And to that state is where we need to go back to. The Creator is awakening these Reshimot in us to come back to that state, only awakening it in a negative way. And we need to use the connection between us and the group in order to awaken ourselves to those good positive states. But the Reshimot are there. We just need to use them correctly. So we have hatred, great hatred, in all kinds of ways. We need to awaken the Reshimot of love, Reshimot of unity. We'll do it. Don't worry. There's no feeling of hatred to such an extent that we cannot cover with love. We can always cover with love. We can. The Creator will help us in all these troubles that we feel in the world, and helping us advance by that. Yeah.
בסדר.
אוקיי. אשקלון 2.
אשקלון 2.
אשקלון 2.
אני שואל על ה...
I'm asking about the previous excerpt. He feels that he is suitable to be his friend, then he should buy him by his actions. Why does that sound like a condition if he feels he can be his friend?
It has to be, otherwise what, you just come up to someone? But if a certain attitude is awakened in you towards someone, you need to perform actions now of closeness, invite him to come closer, get closer to him. That's the work. I can't speak in such a way. Only from experience you will learn how to do it. That's why a lot of questions about this, I don't like them. It just shows as much as you don't do anything. Start performing actions of closeness between you and use as many spiritual forms as possible. Then you won't need to ask me. Look what we're doing. For months, speaking about such things. And it's all from a lack, a real lack of actions on your behalf. Okay.
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
Shalom.
Hello. Should crassness be revealed in each one of the ten, or is it enough to be revealed in one of the ten?
No, in the end it's revealed in everybody. The question is, as much as we can see it. But in the end, yeah, everybody are become more... more coarse, rude, heavy, but with that experience, so with what to do with that. Tel Aviv 3.
Good morning, Rav. Previously you talked about Reshimot. Is Reshimot a memory?
We can say it's a kind of memory, yeah. It's a part of a memory.
So it means everything comes from what we used to have?
Of course, there's nothing new. It all comes from the Reshimot of the shattered vessel, from the state that was there before the shattering. PT 5.
We read that the unity is only by pulverizing, when each one pulverizes himself and removes from himself the shell of crassness. What is this action to pulverize? How do I do that?
I don't know what to say about it. I'm not really good in Hebrew. Try and peel the peels off your heart. Okay? Let's say you have an egg. You cooked an egg. Now you need to break the peel and take the egg out. You understand that?
Yes, yes.
Good. That's it.
Okay, one more question, please. I see, Rav, that I'm impressed for the fact that you feel that we're not doing enough actions. We've been talking for months and not something...
Not physical actions, internal actions.
That's what I wanted to be precise about. What exactly, because we meet three times, well, we can't meet three, but we try, and our meetings are real strong, they're intense. All the tents work very strongly. I know in Israel and abroad, there's a feeling that in the time we have, we do all we can. So I guess something internal is not enough. Can you be precise about it?
I'll try from today onward to be a bit more present in like a concealed way in the meetings between you, and maybe then I'll be able to say more. But according to the questions, I see I can recognize it, not according to what you are doing in your meetings. Because the questions are such... that in your meetings you should have solved them. And that isn't felt so much. Well, we'll see. The next few days, let's try and do it.
Mach VG4.
Профессор, снять шелуху – это значит оправдать, и только через оправдание можно прийти к любви.
Removing the klipa, does that mean to justify, and only through that we can reach love? Meaning to justify is to ascribe it to the Creator?
Yes.
PT29. Thank you. This action, pulverizing, how is it possible that we ourselves do that? Or is it only to, we should ask?
We do it ourselves. We are doing it ourselves. How? Try. I have nothing else to say. Just try. Try and break your egoistic shell. Okay, so Moshe, what next? Where's the third part of the lesson? What is it?
We have either the duty of Bnei Baruch to humanity in the last generation or Ha'uma.
No, the nation is difficult.
Okay, so let's move on to the next part of the lesson and let's sing a song. Okay.
Connect the hearts, turning dark into light. Arm in arm we stand, holding hand in hand. The new future we, the new future we, the new future we ride. Na 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 na. Together is so fun, be filled with every delight. Stand up strong and proud, sound the horn so loud. We found the meaning in, we found the meaning in, we found the meaning in life. Na 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 na. The new future we ride.